Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Hallelujah, greetings, global transformers, we owe in Yah Shalom. Wao, W-A-O, means we are one. Shalom means peace. Yah, Y-H-W-H, is the personal Hebrew sacred name for God.
And Grand Rising.
I've been talking. I haven't been getting through.
We are here live with Mama G on this Saturday morning.
Are you able to hear me?
You are listening in. I'm calling at 515-0595 and
are you listening?
So that we bring you into the conversation.
Am I on?
And let's make sure we have Mama D.
Am I in?
Mic open.
Is my mic open? Is my line open? Is my line open? I'd like to greet everyone. Naima, you are handling the switchboard, our visionary for the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio. Is my mic open?
Board. We want to make sure we can hear as well.
Is my mic open?
So, Mama D, are you with us?
I'm there. I'm here. Is my mic open?
Let me see if we can.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Yes, ma'am. Hear you now.
Oh, wow. I've just been talking and nobody's been hearing. Well, let me open the show, okay?
Yes, I think.
Hallelujah, greetings.
Yeah, I think you were on mute.
Hallelujah, greetings.
Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay, hallelujah, greetings, Global Transformers. Wao in Yah, Shalom. Wao, W-A-O, means we are one. Shalom means peace. W-H-Y-H-W-H is the actual sacred Hebrew name for God. I'm Evangel Mama D. Love, Yah Nubian, your host for Wisdom with Mama D, Mothers, the Women in Support of Daughters on Motherhood Preparation. Today is August 27th, 2022. And if you are joining us for the first time, I say welcome. And if you're a fan favorite, I say welcome back. Now, you can join in on the conversation after 12:30 by calling 1-515-605-9325 and push 1 to speak. And our visionary, Naima Latif, the visionary behind the Female Solution, Blog Talk Radio and TV, we'll punch you in, and we'll not have a guest today. Our topic is conquering hate with healing. I'll be speaking out for the first time regarding the impact of my sister's death. Her name was Helen Richard. She was the first female CTA driver ever slain in the line of duty, slain on February 13, 1984, on 74th in Ashland. As 10,000 people turned out to her funeral, including Mayor Harold Washington and other dignitaries, 10,000 people, I think I said that, came out to her home going, and the CTA drivers, they burned their headlights from the time she was shot until she was buried out of a tribute to her. Because my sister Helen Richard, she was one of the first women to be hired when they started hiring women drivers for CTA, because it wasn't always the case that they had female drivers. So she had worked out of two barns, one that was on, I believe it was 69th in Ashland at the time, and also the barn that was located on Vincennes or Wentworth, somewhere in that area. So she was well known because you could count the women on one hand. And I was a home daycare provider when she was shot and killed. And her death just turned my whole life around. When you're saying the topic, curing hate, it is written in the Black History Bible book, whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face, that in all things we are more, not just conquerors, but we are more than a conqueror. So Reverend Dr. Prophet King said that America was a sick society, and when you are sick, you need healing. So conquering hate with healing, you're going to receive some resistance, because when a person is delirious with pain and the doctor is trying to administer care, that patient might lash out at them, strike them, hit them, kick them, but they are delirious out of their mind with pain. So the doctor doesn't say, well, I'm not going to treat you. I'm trying to help you, and here you are kicking me. Well, forget you. No, the doctor doesn't do that. He takes into account that this person is lashing out in pain, and he gently tries to do whatever he can. And so it's sort of that way with haters. You know, they lash out. But hatred takes up love space. And it is written in that Black History Bible book that if you say you love Yah God, who you have not seen, and you hate your brother that you see every day, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. You know, being a liar is a very serious thing, because lying tongues destroy two things, the body and the soul. And we are told, culturally conditioned in America, to believe, well, if it was a white lie, it's okay. Only black lies are evil. So there are no color-coded lies. Red lie means stop, and green lie mean go, and yellow lie mean I don't know. There is no such thing. A lie is a lie is a lie. And lying tongues destroy, as I said before, two things, the body and the soul. And so if you, again, I'll give the call-in number after 12:30, 1-515-605-9325 if you want to share your wisdom. You punch one. Now, tomorrow, August 28th, is not only my birthday, it is the anniversary of the August 28th, 1955 kidnapment and nightmare of 14-year-old Emmett Lewis Till, who lived to be 14, 1 month, and 2 days old, because his birthday is July 25th, and he was an eighth grade student. And it is also the anniversary of the Emancipation March on Washington, 1863 to 1963, 100 years later, the Negro, but didn't get that in that I Have a Dream speech that prompted the passage of the Civil Rights Bill of 64 and the Voting Rights Bill of 65. They didn't get that it was about the Negro is not free. It wasn't about black and brown or people of color or anybody else. And there are 16 paragraphs in that I Have a Dream speech, and 13 of them have been eliminated, including the first paragraph that says the purpose of why they were there. We have come here to dramatize a shameful situation. 100 years later, the Negro is not free. He said, in a real sense, we have come here to cash a check that will give us our freedom and rights on demand. And so he said, it seems that when it comes to the Negro, the government has defaulted on that check. But he refused to believe that the Bank of Justice was bankrupt. So we have come here in a real sense to cash that check. So, but anyway, and tomorrow also is my Earth Day birthday. And for you all who haven't heard the story, and for those who have, you can hear it again. Because no matter how slick you are, you can always stand another greasy. Tomorrow, Earth Day birthday, if we want to get rid of domestic violence, we should get that first relationship with your straight. Your mother is your first teacher. I'm certified in Montessori education, and we educate the subconscious brains of children under the age of 4 through the 9 senses, not just the 5, in which they have 80% of all the information. They live to be 2,000, they'll just get 20% more information. They got 80% in those first 4 years of life, which are critical to human development. But anyway, there was nothing in the curriculum to teach my preschoolers about sharing. So they like my songs and my poems and stuff anyway. So I told them this. I said, before you got born on the earth, before you had your Earth Day birthday, you lived inside of your mother's body for 9 months, and she shared her food, her air, and her water with you, and that is why you should share with others. I said, you were alive, but you had not been born on the earth. You had not had your Earth Day birthday. No lie can live forever, but this one has been eternal, because ever since I could remember, I've always had people say, my birthday, settle down. Feelings cannot change facts, but facts can change some feelings. Your mother did the birthing. Your mother did the labor. Your mother did the work. You got born, but it was her birthday. Get that? But women have been so beaten down, lacking in self-esteem, until they said, well, you know, let's give credit to a bird and say a stork brought you. Let's give credit to a vegetable and say you were found in a cabbage patch. But if we could get relationship right and come into this world on a truth foot instead of a lie foot, we could advance and establish that respect for your first teacher, your mother, and you wouldn't have all these domestic violence issues with other women, wives, sisters, cousins, co-workers, with other women that come into your life, you wouldn't be thinking that they were lesser than you, because you'd have that first relationship straight. And that when she became your birth, when she gave birth to you, that is your original Mother's Day. Not when she gave birth to the other four children, but she reserved a spot inside of her body for each of you. And your birthday is when she gave birth to you. And she is not even mentioned. So as I said, no lie can live forever. And men still, people still, they resist it. They won't say Earth Day, birthday. Oh, no, they'll say my navel day. You miss it. She did the labor. She did the work. She did the birthing. Well, it's my born day. Well, it's true you got born, but you miss it. She did the birthing. She did the labor. She did the work. It's her birthday. Oh, well, my earth day. Oh, you're still missing it. She did the labor. She did the birthing. She did the work. It is her birthday. But if you say Earth Day, birthday, you respect both. But remember, you were alive before she did the labor, did the birthing, did the work. And she needs credit for that in the womb time. Because the words, it's written in that Black History Bible book, that children are a heritage of God in the fruit of the womb is his reward. He says he knew you in your mother's womb. So if we gave the mother credit, we would know about the sacredness of pregnancy. When a woman becomes a trinity, part living egg, part living sperm, and part living what the egg and the sperm put together, called living soul. Anywhere you slice it, if it wasn't alive, you wouldn't have to kill it, and there wouldn't be any violence of abortion. This little tenant has been given a 9-month lease in a womb that the Creator created just for that purpose. He's providing the food, the air, the water, and some leases you just should not break. And that is one of them. Because when women started killing babies in the womb, it wasn't long before daddy started killing them on the street. And now we have children killing each other in the classroom. So we are out of order. In order, we're going to have to confess our faults. Like, for instance, a kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Nobody gave anybody the moral authority to take children out of the image and likeness of a two-legged creator and put them in the image and likeness of a four-legged beast. A kid is a baby goat. It has four legs. A child is a human being person. It has two legs. They are not the same. We should kick that K-word habit and kick the lie that goes along with it every time we open our mouth and call our children an animal beast. And then when they act like animals, oh, you think it's just terrible. But let that child call you female doll. Oh. That's wrong. We're going to punish that child. The parents, you've got to be honorable enough to be parents. And when you're out of order, confess your faults and keep it moving. So getting back to my mother, she was a triplet, the first triplets born in the state of Arkansas. Out of 10 children, I was number 9. And her father, my father told her, he said, she's the best child you got. And I think about that. I said, wait a minute. What do you mean the best child she's got? Well, what about you? Did you have something to do with what went down? You know? But and he would like to flirt with my mother, and she would act like she didn't like it. She'd say, oh, Sam, you know, I just be watching it, you know. She was loving it, but she was always just, oh, Sam, like she didn't love it. But anyway, when my sister was killed, she went, we were having the trial, Peggy Austin did it. She went over to Peggy Austin's mother, and she tapped her on the shoulder. She said, you have my sympathy. And the news, they wrote about that. You see, my mother realized that she had lost a child. Nothing ever was going to bring her back. But this mother here had also lost a child off to prison. But eventually, she didn't spend life in prison or anything like that. She got out. But hatred takes up love space, and nobody can afford the luxury of being a hater. Because if you say you love Yah God, who you have not seen, and you hate your brother, who you see every day, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. You need to worship in spirit and in truth. And if the truth is not in you, you're not fit to pray. Yeah, that's what I said, and that's what I meant. You must. You don't have, it's not like if my people, it's not an if on this. You must worship in spirit and in truth. If you prefer to worship in churches and synagogues and in temples, that's your business. But the Black History Bible book says you must worship in spirit and in truth. And he said his spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. Know you not that your body is the temple. We had our hero come from spirit in flesh to show flesh how to live in spirit. So you must worship in spirit and in truth. And there is a verse, I believe it's Saint John 4:23. And it says, the time was and now is for the true worshipers, not be liars, B-E-L-I-E, B-E-R, no, true worshipers to worship the Father, not the Son. But to worship, that's why he said, our Father, but we want to worship the Son anyway. Worship the Father in spirit and in truth, because he seeks such to worship him. And if you're unemployed, just remember, the Father is seeking those to worship him. So on August 28th, 1988, Global Committee Commemorating King Days, which I am the founding father, 22 years after Reverend Dr. Prophet King's cars were set afire and it was pushed into the lagoon, forcing them to be on 71st Street, which I wrote the ordinance and called it Emmett Till Road. That's what it's called now, after I conceived the idea. So I could have called it Emmett Till Street, Boulevard, or Avenue if I wanted to. However, the cars were set afire and pushed into the lagoon. The police would not protect them. The Black Peace Stone Nation went out in front of Dr. King, shielding his body. Reverend James Bevel told me that that's the day that they thought that they were going to die. Reverend Dr. King said, after he had gotten to Ashland, he said, I've marched all over the world, and I've never seen anything like the hatred. So what happened August 28, 1988? We faced the skinheads, the Nazis, and the Ku Klux Klan. I got all kind of death threats, who got together to keep us from thanking Dr. King for bringing open housing to Chicago 22 years earlier. So it took 1,000 police officers plus volunteers after we had been co-sponsored by the city of Chicago as a festival. That was the first integrated festival in Marquette Park's history. So we're going to be talking about conquering hate through healing. And it's about time for us to come up with our break, and our visionary is going to be punching you in, 515-605-9325, if you wish to speak and share your wisdom and share your thoughts. You're welcome to do so.
We're going to go to a break, and we've got some callers on the switchboard. And we're also live here on location at Rainbow Push, where the African-American contractors are having a gathering. You know, a lot of these men have been around for a long time, and some of them even were around during the time that Dr. King made his historic march on Marquette Park. And many of them are part of those organizations that provided a bit of security. So we'll see if we can get them to say a few words, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll also open up our phone lines when we come back and take your calls again, 515-605-9325 and 442-243. You're up next, so hold on. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us. And, of course, for those who are with us live, we will be joining the Rainbow Push gathering, and those who are watching on Facebook, make sure you type in your comments. And for those who are listening live, we will bring you into the conversation. Those who are watching live on Facebook, you'll see visually those who have joined us this way. Oh, I think you're looking for this way. Oh, that way or the other way. Let's see. Okay. And we'll be right back after these few words. And if you're on our switchboard, press 1. We've got quite a bit on the switchboard. So we'll be right back.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Okay, we're back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts. On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Are we back? Hallelujah. Greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom, women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister. Females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325 to share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
And we are back. Okay, we're back. Do we have any online comments? Yes, we do. We've got some callers on the line. And let me bring them on. Get an octopus here. All right. And 442-243, you're live with Mama D. Go right ahead with your comment.
Greetings, Mama D. This is Anthony King calling. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. It's so wonderful to have you call in. Please introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are.
Well, I'm Anthony King, a good young man that Mama D has taken time out to share her wisdom with whenever she has free time. Here lately, we've been fellowshipping with each other to get her birthday celebration off the ground. So She invited me to call in, and I'm glad I did because it was a pleasure to listen to the story about her sister. I did not know that, Mama D, and that's something that I'm glad you shared with me because I have a friend who drives the bus in Indianapolis, Indiana, and she had an incident a few months ago where her bus was taken away from her. A man got on the bus and threatened her and got away with the bus. So she was glad to have gotten away with her life. But I would like to introduce you to the young lady. I think you could add some wisdom to her and encourage her to keep on keeping on because she on that bus for a reason. She just went back to work this week so she could take care of herself. So thank you for sharing that. I'm glad you invited me to call in.
Well, thank you for your comment. And that was one of the things when my sister was killed, they had the mayor had removed the security detail. And as a result of her being killed, they put that security detail back on. And now, even today, all these years later, bus drivers don't carry weapons. They are not trained in martial arts. They have to pick up everybody that boards that bus, and their life is constantly being threatened. And anytime after my sister was shot, it was one of the passengers. And the woman, well, it's a long story. I won't go into the details of how she was shot, but the first shot was fired on the bus. And that was a passenger that ran to call for help. And then the shooter returned to the bus, and he said he had never been so frightened in all of his life because he knew he was a dead man with her coming back on the bus with that gun in her hand, and she'd already shot somebody in the heart on the eve of Valentine's Day. I did mention that Benji Wilson was shot and killed on the eve of Thanksgiving Day. So I told his mother, Mrs. Mary Wilson, I said, I think y'all God is trying to tell us something. Love one another and be thankful unto him, because her death was the eve of Valentine's Day. His death was the eve of Thanksgiving Day.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. You have gone through a lot of cycles in your life, starting from a very young age, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be connected to you. I was actually supposed to be riding on the bus with the young lady today, but I had to do some work. I heard the hostess mention that they are at Rainbow Push for the Black Contractors Union. I just started assisting a black contractor myself with the concrete down here in Indiana. So it's so wonderful, Mama D, for me to be acquainted with you and share all of the energy that you put out when you open yourself up like this. You know, I thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Do we have another caller?
Yeah. Oh, and for that last caller, can you spell your name again?
Anthony?
Yeah, my name is Anthony King. Mama D, know who I am.
Anthony King, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Anthony King. We appreciate you. And, again, we are live here at the what the building has been named Dr. King's Workshop, the international headquarters of the Rainbow Push Coalition, where the black contractors are having a cookout. This was Black Contractors Day, and many gathered so that they could interact and network and let people know those men and women who are rebuilding our community. A lot of the conflict, Mama D, as you often mention, is economics, because when work has to be done in our communities, too often other people outside of the community get the financial benefit. And we have seen that over and over again, and a lot of Dr. King, as you pointed out, what he said, we came to cash a check that's been returned insufficient funds. A lot of the conflict has been over cutting out black people from their economic pie, and a lot of Dr. King's work was in correcting that. And, of course, this building has its history in being the headquarters of Rainbow Push, which we know evolved out of that economic movement here in Chicago, which was Operation Breadbasket, and the fact that our black expos and all of that evolved out of the need for us to know who was in business and so we can empower each other financially. So this is a lot of what the battle has been. And even with Marquette Park open housing, wanting to keep people out of housing and out of opportunities to live in whatever neighborhood they chose. So we've got a lot of people on the switchboard. Just press one when you're ready to speak.
Can I ask a question before you let me go?
Give us your thoughts. If you have been impacted by the issues of open housing, if you're now living in a place that you may not have been living in if it hadn't been for Dr. King's movement, we want to hear your story. You know, people say that they may have been the first to integrate their community, and sometimes the reception they got was very hostile. And as you said, Dr. King faced literally being stoned, being hit with rocks because people didn't want African-Americans to have the power to live wherever they chose. So we've had a lot of conflict even up to this day when it comes to moving into neighborhoods or even having our current neighborhoods gentrified, which means we get priced out of them or the attempted to price us out of them by remodeling and rebuilding homes and then making the price so high that families who did live in those areas can no longer live there. So there's a lot of people that were impacted by Dr. King's movement and by the open housing movement and Marquette Park. So we are definitely looking forward to hearing from some of those who may have even been part of that march. A lot of people
I want to ask a question before you let me go.
Are still, you know, involved. Yes, go right ahead, Anthony.
What's the Facebook link to be able to see live what you guys are doing? Because one of the issues that I'm facing with the gentleman that I'm working on is availability to concrete. They won't allow him to get access to the concrete for him to be able to finish his jobs. He has jobs, but he doesn't have access to concrete. So what you guys are doing with the black contractors is a big deal, and I think that networking and unity is needed in these times for us to stay alive in this business.
Well, you can go to Facebook and go to the Female Solution, and you'll see us there.
Okay, thank you.
Play a little bit from the noise, because they've got a live DJ and a band and, you know, music and food. So we wanted to step away a little bit so that y'all can hear Mama Diva. We'll be back and forth. You can go inside the building and to the back where they have the cookout going. And I'm sure we'll hear a few words from Omar Sharif, who's head of the Black Contractors, and hear some updates on some of the projects that they're working on, making sure Black contractors get a piece of. And, of course, that is 930 East 50th Street, where the Rainbow Push headquarters is. For those who are not familiar with the headquarters here in Chicago, it's 930 East 50th Street, which is 50th and Drexel. And you go through the building, go into the building, and that may lead you to the backyard where the cookout is occurring, the festivities, and you'll hear a bit more about what the contractors are organizing to do. I'll go to us on Facebook, The Female Solution.
Okay. Now yes, we have the comments. To be trying to do a job and you don't have access to the material, that's like building a house without straw. And what is it, making bricks or something without straw? I mean, this is just part of what is
crime against humanity when you're blocking people from the basic needs of life, food, housing, and education. I mean, what do you do with just food and water? These are things that you need to live, just food and shelter. The elements will kill you if you don't have shelter. Your body will die if you don't have food. And if you don't have education, you can't participate in a society. And so that's why we've got to name who we are. We are crimes against humanity descendants. And we are Jim Crow genocide survivors who have not been healed from the untreated heart, mind, and poverty and subjugated race damage that was ruled on in the Brown versus Board of Education decision. They said that segregation, those 88 years of segregation, was unconstitutional because it only existed to keep the status of the Negro down, not people of color, not black of the Negro down. So you're following 88 years. That is untreated heart and mind damage, and the court said so. But this is coming on the heels of 246 years of being a movable property thing called chattel. A car is chattel because it rolls on wheels. A black kidnapped, enslaved person with chattel clothes, they walked on two legs. But legally speaking, there was no difference in the car thing and the black human being thing. And so 246 years, and then we criticize, oh, we blacks don't stick together. They don't do this and they don't do the other. It's a miracle just to be walking around clothed in any kind of mind after having endured these kinds of crimes against humanity. And today we still won't call it out. It's just a no. We just like everybody else. No, no, you're not. What happened to you didn't happen to everybody else. Everybody else, they came over here, they came from a country, and they came by choice. We were kidnapped from a continent, coming in chains, and kept in those chains for 246 years as a movable property thing, followed by another 88 years, followed by another 11 years from 1954 to 1965 when we got the right to vote. That is 345 years of federal laws against us as a people. And as a people who have never named themselves, the word Negro comes from the founding fathers of the transatlantic slave trade who said Negro because it meant black in Spanish. So that's where that came from. But everybody that's over here, they are immigrants. It doesn't matter whether they came from Haiti or Jamaica or Ghana or Ireland or Poland, Scotland or Europe. They came from a country, and they came by choice. And coming in chains is different. That is why tomorrow, if it be the will, I'll have the petitions out. And the petitions will be asking the question. We've got to resist some of this disinformation. Slavery did not end on Juneteenth. No, everybody had their own Juneteenth moment because the slave owner who had gone to war to keep black bodies in perpetual chains, never came up and told the slave, well, there's a Emancipation Proclamation that's out, and you all are free to go. it didn't go down that way. The slave got his information, and they didn't send an email because there was no such thing, and the slave could not read or write by law, so they didn't have it up on the bulletin board. They didn't read it in the Daily Defender. So they got information. If you get to the blue coats, we can be free if you get to the blue coats. And the word kind of just circulated, and they just kind of eased on off and tried to get to the blue coat. So everybody had their own Juneteenth moment because nobody sat down and said, y'all can go now. And the other thing was no presidential proclamation, even during wartime, can vacate a Supreme Court decision. The Dred Scott decision of 1857 said black, not people of color, not black and brown, not everybody. It said blacks have no rights. And then it says why? Because they are inferior and they're subordinate, whether, listen to this, they are emancipated or not. Whether emancipated or not. And the president could not vacate a Supreme Court order. And that Emancipation Proclamation did not include everybody. It only included the Confederate states that had seceded out of the United States and became the Confederate States of America. If you had your slaves and you were not in rebellion, you still had your slaves. So it took a constitutional amendment signed by Abraham Lincoln on January 31st, 1865, but it had to be ratified by three-fourths, I believe, or three, I won't give you the number, but it had to be ratified by the other states in order to become legal. So, and that ratification took place on December 18th, 1865. Lincoln died in April. He was assassinated in April of 1865. But he had signed the Emancipation, the 13th Amendment, and it had not been ratified, but it had been signed. And it did get ratified after his death. So to have the president send out announcement of holiday. I'm sorry.
I think after the break, what I'd like to do, like to see if we can get a few words from Omar Sharif regarding black men today and the vision that they have to actually change the conditions of powerlessness that we were battling economically, what needs to happen, and how much of it is in our hands now with all the laws that have been signed. We've had generations that have gotten education. They have gotten skills. We've had an upwardly mobile working class. Do we now have the power to reverse much of the
We have. Let me answer that before the commercial break. The United Nations came to Chicago State University, and they took testimonies. They designated 2015 to 2024 to deal with the police killings of black men and boys, disproportionate arrests, and massive school closing. Donald Trump signed into law the Second Chance bill that undid all of that three strikes and you're in jail for life that Biden put in place. He signed it into law, and that freed a lot of black men. Now, the other thing is that we are crimes against humanity descendants. Everybody goes to the United Nations but us. And it was in 2001, September 4th, when the United Nations ruled slavery a crime against humanity, said it always has been. And in 2015, 15, they erected in Manhattan, New York, a memorial that took them 6 years to build for the slavery victims. We don't even want to hear the word victims, and that's all we have been. It's that language that gets us in trouble, and it's time for us to step up to the plate. It's been 8 years, and no elected official has said not one single word about the United Nations being on our side, and we still are local, and we need to go international. They already got it. Having the language straight.
So we talked to United Nations.
So it's time for the break.
So now we'll see what happens next. Well, we're going to take this break and go and see if we can talk to some of those who might be actively involved in making a difference. So we'll be right back and listening to and watching Wisdom with Mama D. And if you want to join us visually, you can go to Facebook and type in the Female Solution. And if you want to call in, it's 515-605-9125 and press 1 to speak. And if you are watching us live on listening, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. And we'll bring you some live coverage of the African American Contract Association at the Rainbow Push International Headquarters at 50th and Drexel, where today has been Black Contractors Day. And we want to know, do we now have the muscle to change the conditions, and can we healing? We'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stay with us.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Okay, we're back. And you've been listening to Wisdom with Mama D. And We must go beyond if we shall overcome.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And we are back, and we're back. We're going to see if we can hear a little bit over the music so that those who can see us visually might get a chance to get a few words with Omar.
Well,
Is my mic open? Is my mic open?
Okay.
Is my mic open?
I guess you wondering where I've been. I thirst to find the love within. I came back to let you know.
Showing many of those who attended this event.
And my hand
is open. Support of the contractors.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Is it a mystery? Your love is
me. We'll hear a few words from Omar.
I came back to let you know. Got a and I can't let it go. No, when people go around the world, what you won't do, you try to, but you don't get it. No, no. If I my friends wonder what is wrong with me. That I'm in a mess of your love. I came back to let them know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let it go. No, no. Although I only want the best, it's true. You can't believe the things I do for you. What you won't do, you do for love. You've tried everything, but you don't give up. No, no. It's my world, only you, baby. Make me do for love what I would not do. It's me.
No, no, I thought we'd be able to do a quick interview with Omar.
Get back in on my program.
They're in the midst of their band right now. So we're going to step over to the lobby here. And for those on the switchboard, just give us a
is it possible for me to get back in on my program?
We'll bring in a caller.
And is it possible for me to get back in on the program?
So,
is it possible for me to get back in on the program?
So now let me step away from the sound here. Is it possible for me to get back on the program?
And we can hear you now.
Is it possible for me to get back in on the program?
So what we want to do, I'm going to put in our
headphones. Is it possible for me to get back in on the program?
Yes, it is. Hold just one moment.
Well, I want to get back on the program because I want to tell everybody that this is my last program.
Yes, absolutely.
Goodbye to the audience.
So we want to give our callers an opportunity. If
no,
you are
want,
on
we,
the
I'd like to be a caller and given the opportunity to tell everyone this is my last program.
And let me, there we go. All right.
So I would like to say goodbye and thank you to everyone. I learned about the female solution from Minister Robert Floyd Plump, and I was asked to be a co-host, the very first one in female solution history. I was asked to be a co-host or a cohort. Maika Bevel was actually who I introduced her to you at Operation Push. She was the first co-host because she stood, filled in for you while you went to Korea or someplace to visit your daughter.
Yes.
And
okay.
I had a program once a week every Monday. But this is definitely my last show. And I appreciate people that have called in and that have serious and took me seriously. But this kind, I feel very disrespected that you would bring in some music in the middle of what's supposed to be my program. So you can have this for Saturday, and then you can do things like play that kind of music when we got a serious life and death subject going on, and here they are in singing.
And you've got
so
caller,
if anybody's got any questions
got
to ask me, maybe you will let them in and not mute me so that they can get in.
So you've got a caller, Mama D, 111-111. Please give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments. You're live with Wisdom with Mama D. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. Wonderful show.
Excuse me. I don't know who this show is. I have been muted, but I've been saying that this was my last program on Wisdom with
Mama
D. I have
not
been able to get in or talk it on a serious subject and to bring in a dance musical group. In the midst of that, I feel very disrespected, especially since I was asked to be a co-host when you didn't have any co-host on your program or a cohort, even though Maika Bevel was the one who stood in for you when you went abroad to visit with your daughter. I had a monthly, a weekly show every Monday. And then because of I took a sabbatical, I wanted to work on the mother of Emmett Till Rhodes, The Untold Story. And so therefore, I took the once a week on a Saturday. But to have interrupted a serious conversation with a musical background and for my not even to be able to get in, I feel very disrespected by that. And
if you had listened to what I said I explained where I was at, and I explained that I'm trying to do an interview with Omar, who of course is a very close to Reverend Jackson, who was very much involved in the whole movement. So I was working to get a live guest for your show, Mama D. That's what I was doing, which is what I explained, which I expected you to understand that, especially because we are here at Dr. King's workshop, and I expected you to understand the tie-in to that. Now, it just so happens he has a lot of things happening. He's got food. He's got entertainment happening. So when I asked him about the the interview, he said, well, hold on a moment, I got a show. And so, of course, the singer was still going on. So anyway, that being the case, I have stepped away so that we could continue your conversation. But I don't think anybody is offended at black people gathering to acknowledge the power of black men contractors having had a very powerful impact in our movement. I don't think anyone is offended at that, especially because I explained exactly what it was. It wasn't I was throwing in music. It was I was giving you an opportunity to speak to someone who was historically connected to your program. So, Mama D, I do hope that this misunderstanding has been clarified based on the fact that I am at a historic place as you do this historic show. And for those who have wanted to join visually, I told them where I was at so they could also participate. But that is what happened. We are here looking to talk to some of those. Follow Reverend Jackson, who was part of that march in Marquette Park, as well as many of these elders who are here at this event, so that they could give their firsthand historical perspective. So working hard, as I always do, I was looking to get you someone who had a firsthand experience with those times. And this is the best place right here at Dr. King's workshop. I would have expected you to understand that, Mama D, and not take it as a personal insult, because I do not insult my hosts. I always help them do whatever they're doing to enhance the show. So I'm certainly hoping that you can see that that was my intention. I have no control over what Omar is doing with his program, but I was hoping to get a few words from him regarding this topic. And you do have a few callers on the line.
Now, is it okay for me to respond? Is it okay for me to respond? When I started this program, I said we would not have any guests today. And when I am frozen out and that music was very, very disturbing and distracting, Omar had an opportunity. Excuse me, I didn't interrupt you. Omar,
no,
whoever your guest was.
Go right ahead. I was talking to another gentleman who passed by. I was not talking to you. Go right ahead.
Well, whoever the guest was had an opportunity to call in. I'm sure they had a cell phone, and they could have been talking without all of that music that was very distracting and disturbing when a serious conversation was going on. He might have been out in 1966, but I was talking about 1988 when I personally and the people that were with me faced the skinheads, the Nazis, and the Ku Klux Klan. So our story is one worth telling. But I did say no guests. So he could have called in like the other callers. And I'm saying we made history in Marquette Park. We had enough material that we could have taken on the show, even though you're at a historic place. So, as I said, I have appreciated being on Wisdom with Mama D, but I have decided, even before that went down, my last program, because I want to do Mama D in spirit and in truth. So I want to move on anyway, and that is what I had planned to do. So don't count it up as to this distraction, because this did not make up my mind. I decided to move on because the philosophy of the show is not one that I thought. I didn't think that I had to be involved with Sister Wifery and all that kind of stuff, and I wasn't aware that that was the foundation for the show. And it was clarified a few days ago that the mission is to have communal living. I'm not interested in communal living or getting rid of the traditional marriage and other things that's mentioned in the Bible that I believe in. So I no longer want to be a part of something where I share your love, but
share your husband and share everything, because this is what you do in sisterhood. I don't agree with that philosophy, and that is why I am going to move on. I wish you well, because polygamy is bigamy in America. It's looked upon as being unhealthy for families. But my vow says, you know, and my religious belief says, he that finds a wife, not he that finds some wives, or he finds a good thing, or it's not husband love your wife, it's not love some wives. So the philosophy of the female solution is one that is widely respected around the world, as your guest who had four wives could testify to. That is a position that is being presented. I just personally didn't apprehend it and don't believe in it. Communal living and sharing husbands, that I didn't sign up for that, or I just didn't know about that. But most of the women there have even been in plural marriages, or they have, and with successes, or they have been sympathizers like yourself with the plural marriage idea. That's not my philosophy. That's not what my religious teachings tell me, and I don't think that that's I know that that's not something that I want to continue to be involved in now that I really know what it is. So if there's anybody that wants to ask me anything, this is their opportunity to do so. And if they want to come out tomorrow and be at our Earth Day Dream Day 38th annual celebration, they can see the 23-feet banner from Ghana and see the actual kings and queens, Cleopatra, and from Kush all the way down to Aretha Franklin and Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson and Prince. They were all featured on a ebony cover, so they are on the banner of civilization. So if you wanted to see those Musa, the richest man who ever lived, an African king worth $400 billion, you're welcome to do so. We are intending to be at 6700 South Kidzie at the Reverend Dr. King's memorial of him being stoned, bringing open housing to Chicago. The color is one of the 3 days of respect. The colors are black and white in spiritual and moral principles of righteousness, justice, peace, peoplehood, coexistence. The other 2 days are January 15th, principles of human and civil rights, visually affirmed by wearing the color white, and April 4th, principles of nonviolence, visually affirmed by wearing the color black. That is the ordinance that these days coincide with Dr. King's actual birth, his actual assassination date, and his actual dream march on Washington. So if you want to come out and share my Earth Day birthday cake, one of our projects is to have a dance contest, bebop, bop, and hip-hop. So we go from Callaway with the zoot suits and his style of swag and dance and jive talk to the bop gangsters of Ivy League and the Chicago sound with the Duke of Earl and the Walk and the Watusi. It's time for us to just make a joyful noise and make it funky. Like James Brown said, just come out and have a good time. And he would say, we're going to have a funky good time. Okay, that's what we need to do. Let our hair down and just kick back and have fun. I don't think social media has made our young people very social. I think that they are socially maladjusted because they communicate very well with the inanimate object called the computer, but they don't know how to communicate with each other. And that is a full direction for our young people to be going into. So it's 1:30. We're back up for the commercial and come back and end out the program in spirit and in truth and in harmony, because I'm not angry at anyone at all. So.
We'll take a quick break.
Last commercial coming up.
We've got, when we come back from the break, we've got area code 111-111, 407-701, and 919-606. They're coming up after the break, and we'll be right back after these messages. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. You're listening to Wisdom with Mama D, Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and we'll be right back. So stay with us.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Your romantic partner fit for a long-term relationship? Are you? Do you know the sign to look for? Do you know the sign of unfitness for intimacy? Hi.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
I believe you said 111 and 111 and 701 and 909.
Yes. So 111, your mic is open. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah, greetings all. You know, the subject is Conquering Hate with Healing, August 28, 1988, the Ku Klux Klan in Market Park. Do you know I was actually there 32 years old? Now I'm over 65. That was a long time ago. And what's interesting about that whole piece is it wasn't exactly favorable. You know, what's interesting is you actually had a grant from the city for this event, correct?
Excuse me, in 1966, how old were you in 1988?
32.
That was 34 years ago. That was 34 years ago.
It was 34 years ago. I was at that event. And what was interesting is that event was sponsored by the city as a regular event, a special event. And then because it drew all this attention, and all of a sudden it became about the Ku Klux Klan and everything like that, the next thing you know, everybody was being barred out of that program. There were vendors and entertainers and everything scheduled, but they barred everybody out of the event. Was that right?
They barred everybody out of the event because the mayor had called me and told me that you could have this. He had already co-sponsored it as a neighborhood event, and he said that you can have your event anywhere in Chicago, and the city will take everything. We'll take care of everything, but not in Marquette Park. But this comes along in June when we had been doing our promotion since January. So it was too little and it was too late. So what they attempted to do was to make the program as quietly done as possible, but here you got people that was out there from all over the world, and it was very difficult for them to try and do that. But this is what happens in the city of Chicago. Mayor Washington had some new people that was not familiar with the hatred in Marquette Park. And I said, could I have the event in a centralized location? And they said, no, this is a neighborhood grant, and you have to have your event in the neighborhood. So based on that, that's what we were doing. It turned out to be the first integrated festival in Marquette Park's history. Yes, I got death threats. Yes, me wrote some very negative things and one-sided conversations, and all of that happened. But when you have the symbols of hate joining together, skinhead Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan, that didn't happen on August 6, 1966, when Reverend James Bevel told me that that was the day he thought that they were going to die And that was the day when Reverend Dr. Prophet King said, I marched all over the world, and I've never seen anything like the hatred in Marquette Park. But, of course, since then, they have removed Dr. King's words and said, somebody else said. And that's the way our history continues to get distorted, and that's why we wanted the Days of Respect, House Bill 4954, to go on the school calendar so that we can
at least
come
to the Capitol
Renaissance of the 60s.
And
as you recall, I believe you were driving had a little hunking out business. You want to talk about that?
Actually, the event was so successful until it was on television. As a matter of fact, we didn't even remember getting there because by the time we packed up and left and got back to our television, all we saw was a little portion where they said the thing conked out. It was a traveling thing. And I have a challenge
go
for
car.
You.
Go-kart.
It died out. But just because, to show you the magnificence of that type of program that many years ago. There were young men out there with you that were young boys at the time from the projects and otherwise that you pull off the streets or otherwise to bring them into something. And do you know one of those young men? He wrote a letter from jail to you after he had grown up because he had gotten in trouble, drug selling or whatever. And he had said that event was the only time his mother was happy for him that he was doing something positive. So can you imagine that? And furthermore, the other thing I wanted to point out, I have photographs of the Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, and the skinheads that showed up in force and all the police officers. But this is a question I have. The police, okay, so then the Ku Klux Klan called you up on the phone, right? Personally,
yeah.
Didn't they call you and you talked to them?
Yes.
What was that conversation like? I'd like to ask.
First of all, I want to say that letter, just a little clarification, the letter that I received from the young man, I had the Global Committee flippers in the Bud Willinker Parade every year. So he said to me that the only time his mother was ever proud of him is when she saw him on television as one of the Global Committee flippers in the Bud Billiken Parade, which we did yearly. And in addition to that, this young man and a couple others were playing football tag, and they showed it. I think it was in one of the newspapers. They were playing football tag while the Ku Klux Klan, Nazis, and skinheads was joining forces doing a hatred salute. So the future hope is what the article was called. And at the same time, that these are white boys and football tag at the same time of the Nazi salute.
So and what was the conversation like when you talked to the Ku Klux Klan?
So, I told them, I said, look, it isn't about black or white. It's about green. And if you and I had enough of that, we would be having this conversation. I said, I'm having a dream day. I know it's not real, but can I have a dream about it? And so that half hour, we talked at least a half hour, maybe 45 minutes. Because I said, well, if you know you, if you come out there, if you hate me, I will love you. And so that was one of the more interesting kind of Ku Klux Klan conversation that I had that was literally.
So you're saying you talked 45
you go to
minutes
park,
with
you're gonna die.
You talk to the Klan for 45 minutes. What was the conversation like at the end?
I just told you what the conversation was about.
Did they have anything in common with you?
He had conquer. This is what the title was of the program was, Conquering Hate with Healing. When the patient is sick and they lash out at you, it's not because they're angry at you. It's because they're racked with pain. And this is what he needed. He needed healing. He didn't need anybody hollering and doing the Nazi salute.
Wonderful. Okay, so I have one more challenge. You said this may be your last program, and I don't know. It's grieved me to even hear that, because here's what happened. Our people need unity. And you've been a part of this program for years and have always added your piece. We need all of the pieces to make the whole, because some pieces are things that we can pay attention to or get some access to. If you have to change the name of the program, do that. But don't leave the family that needs, you know, an icon in the midst. You've been out there numerous decades, and to be able to hear you at least once a month, when we used to hear you every day, I mean once a week, it's a blessing that you're still part of the group. But figure, our family needs the unity as a people. When we have internal problems that cause us to divide each other, then that's not the best thing for us. Just like you can find some commonality with the Klan, there's commonality enough to make peace to still be a portion or a part of the program, because we need you so. I thank you for your 40 years of work or 50 years of work. I hope you just continue to do it. I have a plan to work on something to actually promote you, since we're both Columbia College alums, since you probably graduated 50 years ago. And so I pray for you that the best things come out. But stick and stay, because we need you. Be blessed.
I appreciate your comment. My mother used to say, right will work out and wrong will run out. And so it's just time for this to work out and run out.
Well,
so,
you've got three more callers.
We want to try to get in three more callers before we go.
And let me see. Hold on. And we open the mic
for
111. That was 111. Yes, that was 111. So now we've got 407, 701, and then 773, 577, and 9. We had 919-606. We can go to 407, 701. Your mic is open. Go right ahead.
Good day, my sisters. This is Beata with Health and Wellbeing on Friday and Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday, and I love hearing Mama D's explanation of history. And I just want to bring it up to 2022, because Mama D, you talked about pain. People don't have to feel pain anymore. There's enough drugs out there to kill people who have pain, and that's what we have, an opiate epidemic and a drug epidemic. I had a friend who went through surgery last month, and she got a 3-page bill from the hospital that had nothing but drugs on it for pain, including fentanyl. So pain is not something people have to suffer through anymore. They got enough drugs to help people. And I think, what are we doing to help people manage their pain, because we have an epidemic of opiates? And my second question is, what are Chicagoans doing about all the trash in Marquette Park now? I was there for a banquet for my dad, and my sister's granddaughter and I walked down Marquette Road together. We walked to Walmart. We walked along, and we couldn't believe all the trash that is on Chicago South Side, Marquette Road. All of that whole area is so trash, it was depressing for us. So two questions. What are you in Chicago doing about the opiate epidemics and the drug epidemics? Let's bring it home to 2022. And then what are Chicagoans doing about all the trash? And thank you for your contribution today and in the past.
Well, I thank you for your comment. So to answer your first question, some injuries don't show up on an X-ray. And so the medicating that one would give in medicine, that's not what the source of the problem is. People sometimes, they need counseling, They need to get in touch with the child within and deal with that kind of injury that's not showing up on an x-ray, and it cannot be gotten rid of through pills and shots and other kinds of medication, because it's not that kind of hurt, and that needs healing. And that person has to be willing to confess the fact that they have the problems in the first place. And as far as the trash is concerned, I wonder how many trash cans that there were in neighborhoods. And it is not, if you go downtown, they have a clean street because they have a special person coming down there with a little gripper, keeping the downtown area in Chicago clean, because people litter and throw trash out there too. But sometimes on the south side, not only do we not have garbage cans if we wish to throw away trash, but we also don't have any garbage services that our tax dollars are paying for. So I hope that answered your two questions. Could we take the next caller?
Hello?
That was the next caller, please.
Yes. Hello? Next caller, 919-606, and then after that, 773-577. You'll have the last word. The caller, so 919-606, your mic is open. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment for our host.
Hi, my name is Anita, and I'm calling from North Carolina. I wanted to ask Mama D a few things really quickly. I run into a lot of American Indian families with 10 people in the family, girls and boys, all on drugs till their older age, maybe from the pain of losing their home and seeing it destroyed. And then I wanted to say that I'm sorry that you're leaving the show, but I agree with your viewpoint. I'm Muslim, and I don't necessarily support polygamous marriage. But you know what? God, in the Quran, it tells the Muslims that one is best for them if they only knew, because they cannot treat the women equally.
Well, I thank you. And again, I heard that Native Americans are among the highest drug alcoholics. You know, alcoholicism is a drug that you give. Alcoholicism is a disease that you give yourself. Now, there are diseases out here that happens to you, like cancer and other kind of things that you don't necessarily give to yourself. But alcohol, you are giving that disease to yourself. So my sympathy lies with people that have other kinds of diseases that they didn't give to themselves. So I thank you for your call and your comment.
All right. And our last caller is 773-577. Thank you so much. And introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
For having me, Grand Rising, and happy Earth Day birthday celebration, Mama D. Thank you for so much for all of your wisdom. This is Deborah, your the Female Solution third Saturday travel show. Move around with me, Deborah, and I am so appreciative to having the wisdom that you have shared over the years that I have learned from, and I certainly hope that my learning is not over, that I will not hear your wisdom in some fashion, and I know that situations come about, but you know that the Female Solution is about healing everybody. And sometimes we come across topics that are more prevalent than others in that particular time. And I just want to share with you that appreciate your support that we have had. And, again, I hope your voice is not squashed. Thank you, Naima, for being the producer of The Female Solution. And I encourage everyone to listen every day, because we're here every day talking about more than just marriages. And I've been in a happy marriage, a single marriage, for over 35 years. So I just come to The Female Solution to get understanding and knowledge of what else is going on in the world, other folks' perspective, and you take it and you learn. We will always learn until we get to the other side. So thank you, everyone, for taking the time for being here. Again, Mama D, happy Earth Day birthday celebration to you. Much success and enjoyment tomorrow.
Love. Well, I do think that, thank you, and I appreciate your what you're saying. And hopefully, if you can't be out, you're all invited to wear the colors of black and white. And look, if you get a chance, the banner from Ghana, we talk about the African kings and queens, but this is an opportunity to actually see them witness it for you. Our history is just fabulous, and that is such a beautiful banner that I was blessed to bring it from Ghana. And I just like, for if you get a chance, 6700 South Kidzie, if you haven't gone to the Dr. King Memorial of him being stoned, this is your opportunity from 3 to 6 p.m. You just want to dance and have fun. Do the walk, do the pony. We named a dance for everybody in every animal, I think, on Earth. We had pony and dog and gorilla and you name it, bird. We even had insects, warts, and other stuff. And if you like the Madison time, so just come out. This is, we got to make a joyful noise. We have just been too bogged down with pain and doom and gloom. And it's been a pleasure to serve. But for everything, there's a season. And
one thing I'd like to say is, of course, we wish you a happy Earth Day tomorrow. If I get a chance, I'll certainly come out and help you celebrate. And I do want to let our listening and of course viewing audience know that I love all of our folks, and this platform has been open to women who know that they are here on a mission. They have a message, and so we make it possible for them to share it with the world, and it comes from the heart. Our goal is simply to raise global consciousness so that we can understand we are all one people, one community. There is no race. There is no separation. And the love from the heart is what binds us. And if you look at the tree, it includes everybody who has built this on, whether they are here or whether they are now an ancestor, because all of us are a part of the solution. And we don't advocate any particular culture or family lifestyle. We just advocate love. And that is all we are about. So anyone who wishes to be a part of a loving solution, we welcome them. And we thank you, Mama D. And your teachings, of course, are archived for all time. And the platform is open for whenever you choose to share it with us. We thank you.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate that. But I don't think you fix one family by destroying another one. And we are in America, and it is important that we honor the sacred vows of marriage as a contract and not just have other people walk in just because they can. So I appreciate everything, and I want it very clear. It's not about jealousy. It's not about hatred. It's not about anger. It's about moving on when you're learn the truth of what the philosophy is, and you no longer I want to be a part of that because I never was a part of that.
I can define what the philosophy is, and I just did. I just did. I don't want to misrepresent it, Mama D. Mama D. It's about love.
Yes,
anybody's personal life is their
about.
Personal life for them to decide. I'm not anybody's personal life. It's their responsibility to fix whatever's in their personal life. Our philosophy on the female solution is about love. It's
about the
philosophy
of
what I said the philosophy is, and that's
the philosophy of polygamy.
I appreciate you, Mama D, and I love you much.
Yes,
and you're always
you
be
too.
Part of the
polygamy
solution.
Philosophy is what I was talking about.
That's a choice that every choice is free will. Every choice one
yeah.
makes is one's free will choice. And the personal
yeah.
life, that is one's free will choice. No one can make someone do something or not do something.
Absolutely.
It's a
absolutely.
Free will choice.
And
everybody's
three sisters on the female solution
no
have had successful polygamy relationships. And the ones that support it, I wish them well in their polygamy relationship. But that is not a following or a philosophy of polygamy that I believe in, and it is bigamy when you have more than one wife in America. So I wish everybody well.
That's for each person, each grown person, to resolve within their own household. It's not something that.
Well, I'm
is
glad that you
the responsibility
that.
Of anyone except those involved.
Right. I'm glad that you are explaining that, because what I was getting was when you three of the hostess or whatever have had successful polygamic relationships and the other host support that is a lifestyle, and that is a choice, and that should go on. That is what freedom is about. But in America, more than one wife is unlawful. And it's called bigamy, and it's called adultery spiritually. But that is for those who believe. If the other people have a reason not to believe, but because I believe in the Black History Bible book and in traditional marriage and in traditional belief, that is different from what other people believe. Anyway, Wayo in Yah Shalom. If you get a chance,
we
come
on.
Out. If not,
we
wear the colors black and white, and the beat goes on. Stay blessed. Love, peace, and unity, and harmony in the spirit of Wayo in Yah Shalom.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan,
Shukriya, Afghanistan. Tashakkur, Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.